festival on the mounds. Dark, leering, most pervasive customs. The Spider God Festival just down the nighttime at fence post. Family retires to field. All around the deep country, children of the tight, angry Christian farmers have their ritual festival to the Spider God. Dark, leering, ancient festivals, pre-human, a festival the Cro-Mags and later the Neanderthals carried over into the modern times. Certain traditions are embedded in our very DNA and cannot be done away with by any means of inquisition and book burning. Leering and dark chanting around the captured family, stripped naked, paraded for the revelers to stare at, fondle, pelt with roasted chestnuts to leave a smoke trail behind their flight. This is a Christian family who holds sway by the land of day, who grind the different under the profit machine. Who burn the pagans dressed as scarecrows to coincide with the sunrise. Forced to eat a full and sumptuous feast, made to drink lots of liquor and smoke marijuana from pipes of carved pipe stone. Stripped and paraded with the family before binding and burning them to death while an orgy writhes around the sacrifice. This festival shall continue for eons until all the bad families are burned and good rules the day for the first and only time. Dionysius riding through while the author is hacking the great end. Everything is geared towards some brutal end of the world, as the Christians demand of the timeline. But the author is a meat suit for Dionysius, to imbibe even wine and hack the timeline. No great bloody end, just feverish cycle of seasons and sweet, sweet wine. A season of madness, of drunken mayhem, leaves a toll on that fertile summer. The ones who burn the pagans dressed as scarecrows to coincide with the sunrise. Fruited after midnight, dream cheese of fields. After the Spider God Festival, the bodies of the sacrificed enemy family are dragged into isolated fields. The remaining blood is drawn out to feed the fields. The remaining blood is drawn out to feed the fields. A sweet, syrupy, herbal substance replaces the blood. Dry potent herbs and powders applied to the naked skin and orifices of the body. Then it's wrapped in a tight plastic sheeting and buried deeper than the combine's blades can bite. Over the course of the next 3 years, the bodies dissolve into a black, black, gooey cheese-like substance that tastes so sweet, one cannot help but gorge on it. But so disgusting that it's a chore to hold it down. The longer the substance is held in the belly, the harder and longer the dream trip lasts. Great shamans lay concealed by leaves and shelter belts for days after a dream cheese binge. Well, these darker sun holidays are here. The darkest days of the year. Filled with chilled winds and snow layering everything away. Turn off the day and seep into alone. Remembering the days when mimes told us what to say. 3 idle days that drift in bed and seldom rise. When potent days foretell the coming year. The reefs all hung on the inside of the doors.
Anger, the angry hate, move to save the god. The one and only god is the V. 3 says one must believe to be free. They move to patrol the fields, to burn down the cell phone towers and broadcast lies, even into the heart of the prairie. Burn homosexual witches screaming and lisping at the stake. Move to save their god. Churches become castles full of guns. Setups for snipers at the highest stories.
Just fellow who gladly has eye stalks, feasts and traditions.
He leads to heat breaks. Go there. Have a coffee with him. He has eye stalks that rise above his head. He's like a demigod, with a different kind of horns. He lives alone in a trailer with no electricity. He lives on and is fueled by coffee. He lives on and is fueled by coffee. He has a collection jar. Enough folks fill it, he will make the heat break. On the hottest days of August, the sudden cool wind and rain will anoint the cool, lovely day. His jar is now empty, and the glaring, relentless sun is again a reality. Greets the next day, but a really good breaking could hold back the heat wave up to 3 days. Then the heat chokes the crops and won't stop. And the heat chokes the crops and won't stop. And the family is going to be in need without a good harvest to feed them. And even the Christians come to the door of the pagan semi-divinity. Coffee and some donation to bring relief under the mean glaring sun's devastation. Christian saints to creepy town. Strange nativity field pack made from ornaments. These new gods and new holidays had to be put down. So 7 Christian saints came to creepy town. A wonder-filled town when the sun goes down. A wonder-filled town when the sun goes down. For they have the most and prettiest lights. A flickering shrine to the great Santa time. But no mention of Christ. Just happy holidays. For such sin they must pay. So 7 saints to face the place with spray paint and dynamite. With sub-power station that fed the lights of this abomination. After many weeks of poisoned pets slash tires, greased windshield wipers,
That was the last straw. That was the last straw, and all these people there took off. Left a ghost town. Left a ghost town, it's a ghost town now. Tall houses in a circle round. To spring, this ghost town must yield. Plow down, bow down. Ground under the fields. Plow down, bow down. Ground under the fields. The new crop, push up ornaments. Strange pagan baubles that once lit, all pretty now broken and dirty. Shiny leads and plastic forbidden, forgotten shapes. People gather them up and the wheel it turns. The ornaments are holy relics on display in the underground storm shelter temples far away. Far away. Far away. Work to her arms. At the fruitless plain witch house, all the children, the pneumatic antlers of malice. Beyond the land, will crops will grow, is a withered land, the shroud of thorns and tumble weeds, a fruitless plain full of snakes and noxious leaves. Witness desolation, a house in an abandoned field and hidden. But for the roof is high tangled weeds, ripe fruit of poison spiders. Even when men come for her, work for her arms, work for her arms. Struggle and toil for credits of love. Some never get far. 3 days work for a brief kiss. Others save for long hugs and endure the pain of separation as they struggled to harvest the spiders for the vile toxin that makes chemtrail spray. They work so hard, and many fall to spiders' bites. Some toil for 6 months to have sex with her full on, all night of paradise. And each time this happens, she gets pregnant. Each child born is a heart full of scorn. And pneumatic antlers of malice. Pneumatic antlers of malice. They emit a shrill tone too high to hear, but through the ear, it makes tiny holes in your bones.